Peter Snowden's our first guest. Morning, Q, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to another big Saturday, mate.
Yeah, no, hopefully we can be a part of it.
Well, 13 mil of rain so far and maybe an inch today and a bit more tomorrow. It's, you know, you would think going to be a rain-affected track come Saturday.
Oh, you would think so, yeah. It's steady rain, but it's soaking rain. It's you'd think it'd have to affect the track to a degree on Saturday for sure.
I will say, Pete, before you answered the call, I was just telling our listeners that there's been rain in country parts that they haven't had overnight. Dubbo's had 10 mil. There's people rejoicing just getting a bit of country rain, Pete.
Oh, gee, it's really bad, Andrew. I am from the country now. I know what a drought's like, but this one has just been, to hear on the news yesterday that Dubbo is out of water. You know, the whole town's Dubbo's a big place. It's a big town, and to think there's no natural water there. That's very sad. It's it's getting very serious at the moment, and we desperately need rain.
Yeah, we do. Well, let's hope it's come down through that way. And I was just looking at the radar, and even we did a show from Ningen back in July, and you know how you know some parts are. Well, Ningen's probably 10 times worse as that, and I reckon on the showers, they're getting some, so I'm hoping that it's just going to be a little bit and we can get some more. Well, Pete Redzel would certainly appreciate it if it is going to be a rain-affected track.
Yeah, no, it's... see, what a race. Goodness me, that's a great field. I see I think there's 10 or 11 noms, and they've got the noms extended. I don't think anyone would want to put their toe in the water there. That's a pretty strong race. It's a great
I reckon there's 6 or 7 Everest horses.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. But it's good for racing. It's terrific for racing. So they will be there. I'm happy with his work this morning. He's ticked the box. He's come through his first out run. Very good. It's going to be hard to come off that and repeat the dose in a fortnight. And Pirata's probably in the same boat. Like, they've run almost career best runs first up. So it's never easy to back up in a fortnight from that against this level. But look, no excuses. We're really happy this bloke. He's in good order. He's moving very freely, and his best is certainly back there. And it's been said that he's probably a real spring-type horse, and it's probably a fair comment because it seems to be really comes to the fore in the springtime.
Understand. And just with him, I mean, was there a thought that you may not run this week?
No, it was always in my mind. My first priority and my first option was to run this Saturday. I just think it's a better fit for my bloke running 2 weeks and then a month to the race with the Barrow Trial in between. That's a perfect recipe for this player to get into his best. And we didn't quite follow that script last year, but the previous year we did. And for him, it's the best way to have him.
Yep, understand. And to your eye, I mean, we all saw it there on last Saturday week in the mini Everest. This is the big Everest, if we can put it this week. But you're just happy. Just take him to races. He's going to get his right ground and everything like that.
Yep, no, he's in good order, Andrew. Looking forward to Saturday.
Okay, so that's Redzel covered. And as a trainer, I'm just trying to think now, are there other, would you have seen, you wouldn't have seen any other Everest, Classique Legend, do you keep an eye on the rivals?
No, I've got too many.
You've got enough on your plate, mate.
No, I just look after my own, yeah.
Yeah, you've got enough on your plate. What about the others of Saturday? Anaheed in the Tea Rose and Emperor's Way, I know it's been entered for a couple of races.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Look, if it rains and the track's wet, I won't run him anywhere. There's two options there, the Cameron Friday and the Bill Ritchie Saturday. Two nice options to kick him off, but he desperately needs dry ground. He's just has played his preparation all last time. Wet tracks are just aren't his go, but look, we'll see what happens on the weekend. But he's going along nicely. His trials have been very good for him. He normally takes a few runs to come up, but both his trials have been sharp. They've been good. So we'll see what happens on the weekend. And Anaheed, down to 7 fillings for the first time, but she's giggling with all this water around because she does really like soft ground. And that's probably I was tempted to run her last that day, but just that really firm ground, I thought there's got to be some rain coming sooner or later. So we'll just hang about, wait for those showers to come, and if they've come this week, so we've thrown a nom in that race on Saturday. But no guarantee we'll run, but certainly that to stay wet, and it'll certainly probably make us think more serious about running it.
Understand. Has it been the gap, you know, of those 2 or 3 weeks that it'll be since that San Domenico?
Yes. Yeah.
He, I mean, the format of that race reads so strong now, doesn't it, out of the San Domenico?
Yeah, no, it's a good race, a great race. Yeah. It was a wet day that day, and well, the form was turned around actually, and I dropped back on a dry track at Bivouac. Yeah. But look, it's a really good 3-year-old at the moment, and it's just great for racing.
And the 3-year-old filly, just before I let you go, I just wanted to get an update on the filly that ran at Flemington on Saturday. Missile Mantra, has she come through okay?
Yeah, no, she's come through great. She's certainly due for a change of luck. She's had two starts now and hasn't got out neither one of them. But look, she's going really well, and I'm quietly confident she'll get the mile of the 1,000 guineas. So we'll possibly run in a fortnight. But definitely the 1,000 guineas is a race we're really good in our eyes and on our sights. For her, I think she's a very talented filly.
Yep, looking forward to seeing her. The big week ahead with particularly Red Zell. Pete, thanks for taking our call this morning.
No problem, Andrew. Thanks.